Darius was adopted from the Illinois child welfare system when he was 8 years old. Prior to living with Melinda and Jim, he had been in 8 placements. Darius came into the family with a great deal of anxieties due to the trauma he had received both before he entered the foster care system and during his time in care. In this audio clip, Darius talks with his adoptive father, Jim, about his perceptions of the adoption experience. Darius brings up the issue of race and how it impacted him to be adopted by a family that was a different color than him. Both Darius and Jim remember their favorite adoption memories, as well as the struggles that they went through as Darius grew into adulthood.
Hi, my name is Darius. I'm here with my father, Jim, talking about my adoption story. Dad, I just have one question for you. What made you want to adopt?
Well, your mom, Melinda, and I, when we decided we wanted to start a family, we thought that we would adopt a young boy that was older than most kids getting adopted, because you always hear of adoption stories of babies getting adopted, and then as youth get older, it's harder for them to get adopted. So we purposely wanted to adopt an older boy that might have trouble finding a home. And when we went through the process, we started looking at pictures, and one of the very first pictures we saw was of you. And you had a football jersey on and a big smile, and we thought that might be the kid.
Did my color affect anything?
Your color? The color of your skin?
Yeah, because I noticed that past foster children that you guys have had have been African American, like Marcus and Derek.
Well, you might not know this, but we also had a couple of foster boys. They were brothers that we fostered, and they happened to be Caucasian. But has that been an issue for you throughout the adoption, Darius?
Early on, I mean, not really, because I guess I was just too young to understand the whole, you know, my family being white and then me being dark-skinned. I got a lot of questions from my my friends asking me, like, why are your parents white and stuff like that. And over the years, it kind of just grew on me that, you know, my parents are white, and now my siblings are white. But now that I understand it, it's also a little hard because I do get weird looks. Like, sometimes I'll be at the beach playing with my little white brother, and then I'll get people looking at me weird, like, why is this big black dude chasing like this little white boy? And I get weird looks, but, I mean, it doesn't really faze me now as much as it, you know, maybe earlier would have. But, you know, not too much.
Yeah. We tried to be sensitive to it, and actually your culture is Native American as well. And when we were in Chicago, we tried to get close with that community, and we spent a lot of time at the American Indian Center in Chicago to help you with that particular aspect of the adoption. But understand that we live in a culture that is not colorblind, and we were always aware that that was probably difficult for you and your brother.
To touch on the American Indian Center, I think that's been one of my favorite memories is you working at the Indian Center doing the science club that you did, and then spending time to make my regalia so that I can dance in powwows. That's probably been one of my most favorite memories of being a part of the family, is just, you know, having parents that care about, you know, you at one as a child, but then two, trying to reconnect you with your origins, if that's the right word.
That's the right
your
word.
Your culture. That's been a blast to just be a part of, you know, a family that cares that much about you to bring you back to your roots.